Good morning. It's, what is it? 8:37. And I think today is, what is today? Today is Friday, May the 6th. Of course, yesterday was the Revenge of the 5th. The 6th, 2016. The neighborhood took a power hit yesterday. And when the power came back on, my main working machine did not. It was exceptionally distressing. I was able to pull the drive and put it into a separate machine, and it took forever for it to index, but I eventually finished indexing it, and I've got the hard drive backing up onto a removable, an external hard drive. And I've got the new machine already. I went over to Best Buy last night, and I was looking at a particular model of machine to replace my venerable Dell XPS. It's so old, it was on its last legs. I'm not terribly surprised that it wouldn't power up again. I don't think it was a power supply. I think it might have been a click in the motherboard or something. I don't know. But it wouldn't spin. It wouldn't power. I couldn't get it to start. So it wouldn't even begin to boot. Which makes me think it's probably a motherboard issue. It's an old board. It's been running loud and hot for weeks. That's not too surprising. So I was doing some research anyway, because I was planning on buying a new computer. I just wound up buying it a little sooner than I expected. And I hate being off balance like that. I really would have preferred to go through and do a full backup, cleaned off the machine, had a fresh machine to load stuff onto, and now I can get the hard drive backed up. I can get the 430 odd gigs that are on that drive off it. So it's not lost. The only thing that's lost is the time. I lost a huge amount of time yesterday. I'm going to lose more time today. Trying to remember all of the passwords. Tedious. So I've been reading, I finished that other book that made me go, really? An epic fantasy. There is apparently a sequel. I didn't go for the sequel. It wasn't a bad story. It was a good enough story that it kept me going. It was executed poorly enough that it was like, really? I want to do this. I got a new one. It's a space opera. Fire Comes to Therese. Terrible cover. And the author has a bad habit. He puts the dialogue tags with the dialogue that comes before the dialogue it applies to. So there'll be a statement. Bob, no, Bob, I really don't want to do that. Period, end quote. Sam smiled and shook out his hand, put out his hand. Well, put it here, pal. Now, the smile to put out his hand gets tacked on to the dialogue in the previous paragraph, leaving you to wonder who the hell is talking in the next paragraph. Other than that, and other than a severe propensity for trying to execute omniscient point of view, it's an intriguing story. The front end is heavily loaded with backstory, most of which I really question whether or not it's necessary. But the story itself is intriguing. The story itself is about a Jesuit priest who is sent off to work in one of Earth's interstellar outposts. And so it's the story itself, now that it has finally gotten beyond all of the mechanics of how the star drives work, what the mathematics of it are, and what the difficulties might be, and how people travel, and all of the rest of the crap that you really, that really kind of makes me a little bit eh. In spite of that, I've told you the author, I've told you the title. I can't remember the author's name. Fire Comes to Therese. In spite of all of the problems with it, I find myself enjoying it. There's a lot of, seriously, did you just do that? And seriously, did you just do that again? But I'm enjoying it. I like it. So we'll see. We'll see how it stands up over time. I'm not going to have a lot of chance to read. Today is going to be another day dedicated to recovery. I've had too many 0 days in terms of word counts, but today I have to get the machine put back together again, because not having a machine operational makes me fret. And the hard part is I really need to get these paperbacks done, and I don't. I've got to reinstall Lix and then get all of the settings from the other machine. I don't know if I can grab them and do a raw install and then load the settings. Maybe. I don't know. It's tedious. I do have the templates. I do have the old Lix files for the other books, so I can use those as templates. I wore a windbreaker because it was chilly. Now I've worked up a sweat from walking very fast the first mile. And the sun is quite hot. It's burning through the clouds. So there's today's Friday, so there must be a new peer-reviewed up today. I can't remember what it is. Wednesday was Tracy Luden's Last of the Ageless. I'm trying to remember what today is. I wonder if I can look it up. Look it up real fast. Muck post.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? How are you?
Good.
Oh, they're excited, aren't they?
Yes.
See if I can look it up real quick while I'm in the shade. Oh, Murder Out of the Blue. This is, come on, open up. There we go. This is, oh, come on. This is Steve Turnbull. And who did the review? Oh, Eduardo. Eduardo Swastagui did the review today of Murder of the Blue from Steve Turnbull. This is Murder of the Blue, the series, Malia something. I'll think of it eventually. Anyway, steampunk adventure. Lots of interesting stuff about race and class. It's a really good book. I've read this book, and I think I read all the Malia books. I might be missing the last one. But Murder Out of the Blue was my introduction. Excellent book. And Eduardo Swastagui's review of it is up today on Peer Reviewed. What else are we going to talk about? Today is a travel day. I've got to go to Denver this afternoon. Younger daughter is singing in a large choral group gala. All of the large groups from around the state that got straight ones in their annual competitions, which were a couple weeks ago. But anyone who got any group that got straight ones last year gets invited to the gala this year. And so this is her last year. They did get straight ones last year. So we're going to be going down to the Newman Center for the Performing Arts this afternoon for the Chasa Gala. Or large group choral ensembles. It should be fun. I went last year. It was very good. It was very interesting to see how the different groups approach large group choral music. Some of them are real big on clapping and stamping. Some of them are really small but have quite tight harmonies. Last year there was one show chorus where they sang and danced in costume. I think it was a number from Guys and Dolls. I'm not real sure, but I think that's what it was. Anyway, I'm not going to have this evening to work. It's going to be a late night down there. I'll be later getting back. Tomorrow's Saturday. I'm hoping I'm going to get the machine mostly restored before I have to go pick the kid up again this afternoon, and we have to start the long prep. I've already filled the gas tank in the car, so we don't have to stop for that. I'm probably going to have to do some other chores around the house before I can do anything, but we'll see. Wow, that's hot. It is only 50 degrees out, but that sun is quite warm. A week from tomorrow, I have to go do the master class. I'm still trying to figure out what to talk about. I can talk about science fiction for 2 hours without any trouble, but a master class in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. I'm going to have to claim ignorance for horror, because I really don't do horror. I remember reading horror back when I was a teenager, reading Lovecraft and wondering, okay, where do we get to the scary bits? And I don't do horror. I don't read horror. I don't go to horror movies. I don't. I don't get it. I don't get it. It's a genre that I don't understand. I don't understand what people see in it. I don't understand. And it's supposed to be horrible. It's supposed to be scary or somehow creepy or something. Don't get it. Rosemary's Baby, I think, might have been the last horror, unquote, that I read. And I read that while I was in Kodiak. And, you know, I'm reading this and all about the demonic possession and all the other stuff. I was like, in the dark, miles from any other person. And I'm reading it going, yeah, okay. I don't know, guess so, maybe. Oh, I read The Exorcist there too. I didn't see anything terribly horrible. So, you know, it's not like I haven't, you know, I read Stephen King. Read Salem's Lot. Wasn't terribly scary. I was sort of like, I think the problem is that I have a hard time suspending disbelief. None of it seems real. And without that sense of reality, without that ability to say, ooh, this could be happening to me, I think that may be the problem. I just don't have that. Don't have that gene or whatever it is. which is odd because I don't have any trouble suspending disbelief in a whole variety of other circumstances, just not that one. Anyway, here I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.